Island Formation Podcast. I'm Ashley Crisp, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Please join me in prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. During this season of Lent, we are going to say the Apostles' Creed together each day. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. And on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Today I will be reading from the Peace Table Storybook Bible. The story is called The Samaritan Woman. Jesus and his disciples were traveling from Judea to Galilee. They came to the city of Sychar in Samaria. The disciples went into the city to buy food. Jesus was tired, so he sat down at the well. It was noon. A woman came to the well to get water. Jesus said, "Please give me a drink." The woman was shocked and said, "You are a Jewish man, and I am a Samaritan woman. Why would you ask me for something to drink?" Jesus said, "If you knew who I was, you would be asking me for living water." She said, "You don't have a bucket, and this well is very deep. Where would you like to get this living water?" "When you drink the water from this well, you will be thirsty again," Jesus said. "But if you drink the water I give, you will never be thirsty again. The living water will be like a gushing spirit inside of you, giving you new life for all eternity." The woman said, "Please, give me this water." Jesus then told the woman what he knew about her. She had been married 5 times and was now with a different man. The woman was amazed that Jesus knew these things. Then the woman told Jesus what she knew. "I can tell you are a prophet," she said. "The Messiah is coming. He will teach us all things." Jesus said, "I am the Messiah." The woman left her water jar and hurried back to the city. She told everyone, "Come, come and meet the man who told me everything I ever done. Could he be the Messiah?" The people went to find Jesus. Meanwhile, the disciples wanted Jesus to eat something, but he said, "I do not live by bread alone. I am fed by doing the work that God called me to do." Many Samaritans in the city believed in Jesus because of what the woman told them. They said, "Truly, Jesus is the Savior of the world." The Word of the Lord. Today, I am wondering how the Jewish and Samaritan people interacted with this well after they heard about the woman's encounter with Jesus. Did they go there thinking something different would happen? As we finish our time together, please join me in saying these words of blessing. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short. We have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.